We're going to do Roop Dhyan. Roop Dhyan means visualizing the form of Radha and Krishna. It's a very powerful method of joining your mind with them, which enables you to receive their grace, which is the most powerful thing that you can ever feel and receive. When we think of Radha and Krishna, we can imagine any form, any age of Radha and Krishna, and we can imagine any type of leela. Today I'm going to guide you through a leela to give you an idea of one of the ways you can imagine being with them. So I'd like you to think of yourself being out in their divine abode in Vrindavan. You're enjoying the late afternoon and evening with them on a very pleasant evening. The sun is starting to go down, but it's still pleasantly warm. There are birds chirping and flitting around in the tops of the trees. You're in an open area, but with trees around. There's nice soft green grass everywhere. Lots and lots of flowers of all colors and fragrances. And a very gentle and sweet breeze blowing, just moving gently. You're out with Radha and Krishna enjoying the day. There are some other gopis there as well. Radha and Krishna are sitting on a nicely prepared seat and they're just relaxing. They're talking with you, talking with each other, talking with the other gopis, just casually, sometimes telling a joke, sometimes teasing you or someone else, sometimes without saying anything, just with their eyes, talking to each other. As the day wears on and the sun sets, the gopis get the feeling that maybe Radha and Krishna want to spend the night out here in this beautiful kunj. So they prepare a bed. You also help. And you prepare a beautiful, comfortable, ornate place for Radha and Krishna to sleep out here in the kunj. The material you use is very soft and silky. And as darkness falls and the night blooming flowers like night jasmine, some of the lotuses that open at night, their fragrances start to perfume the atmosphere. And Radha and Krishna, although they're enjoying this beautiful scene out here, their eyelids start to get a little heavy. So you and the gopis invite them, "Oh, please come, we've prepared a bed. Would you like to sleep here in the kunj tonight?" They're feeling very relaxed and they lie down on this big, comfortable bed that you've made for them. First, you help them as they get in their simple dress because Radha takes her crown off when she sleeps. So she takes her crown and her nut and her kundal, her big ear pendants. Krishna also removes his crown, puts his flute on the side. So they just, in a very simple dress, lie down and start to rest. And you feel so lucky because you're one of the ones who gets to press Radha and Krishna's legs and feet to help them relax and go to sleep quickly. So you just feel what is it like to be able to have your hands on their divine charan. How peaceful and how beautiful it is this night out here in the Kunj. Once Radha and Krishna have fallen asleep, you take up the changar just very slowly. You're fanning them to make sure no insects come by, and you keep an eye on them the whole night. You don't feel tired. The whole night you're admiring, how does Radharani look when she sleeps? Her breathing, how innocent her face is. How beautiful Krishna looks when he's sleeping. He's completely relaxed. So the whole night you keep an eye on them. You're there just in case they need something. And in this way, you pass the night keeping care of Radha and Krishna as they sleep. They're sleeping so happily that when it starts to get light out in the morning, they don't wake up right away. So it's getting lighter and lighter, and you're thinking, oh, when will they get up? You discuss with the other gopis and you think, oh, let them sleep a while longer. Let them enjoy it. Then at one point you figure, okay, I think they've slept enough. It's time to get them up. So you go to Radhe and you say, oh, Radhe, Radhe. You're just saying softly, Radhe, wake up. It's morning. You go to Krishna and you're saying, oh, Krishna, Pyare, it's morning, time to get up. But they're very sleepy. And although they stir, they don't get up. So then you decide, okay, this plan is going to work. You go next to Radhe and in Radhe's ear you say, Krishna, 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 Shyam. And Radha's eyes open. And you go to Krishna's face and in his ear you say, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And he wakes up, opens his eyes, and he's wide awake now. And both Radha and Krishna sit up in their bed and they stretch and take a deep breath to start the day. And they're going to wear their ornaments again. They're going to have a bath in Yamuna River. They're going to have some breakfast. They're going to do all of these things. But I'll leave this part of the Leela up to you. We'll do a little bit of kirtan now. And while I'm singing this Radhe Govinda, you can continue this Leela with Radha and Krishna in your own way.